Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Today, talking about 11 survival tips for the holidays or other special occasions year-round. Whether it's the holiday season like Christmas through New Year's or a big event coming in your life, such as an anniversary, family or school reunion, or a birthday, getting ready for and enjoying a much-needed vacation possibly, well, these tips on today's program are guaranteed to help you stay in the pink, even if your preparation requires running around, preparing festive meals, buying presents, and orchestrating endless errands. It doesn't mean you have to look like you haven't had any time for yourself. Our guest in the program, health researcher, writer, teacher, lecturer, counselor, and lifestyle coach for over 35 years, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Her friends and clients call her the Nature Foods Lady and the Nature Girl, as she always looks to nature for answers to life's ongoing health questions, and she's back with us on the program. Dr. Susan, great to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Rick. Gosh, it's another reminder of how quickly these months go by.
It doesn't seem that long ago. We were talking about what you can do to enjoy summer, and now we're getting ready for the holidays, and you've got an excellent article, which, by the way, is in your new book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Using Superfood, Spices, Natural Remedies, and Stressless Living to Revitalize Your Life and Body. That's available at your website. We'll talk about it throughout the program. It's an excellent new book. Best-selling author, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, over 25 books. This is her newest. And we're talking about survival tips for holidays and other special occasions. We need it. It's the last minute. We're really frantic right now. Take a little bit of that anxiety off of our shoulders. What can we do to sort of survive over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, now these are simple tips. They don't cost much money. And the first one is, if you want your skin to look soft and dewy, you want to do what Cleopatra used to do, and that is honey. Now, and I'm not referring to you, although maybe I am.
I thought you needed your husband to do this. You can do this actually by yourself.
Right. Honey's been used for centuries, and it can make your skin look youthful and moisturized, and you just take a clean face and neck and get some good raw unfiltered honey, put it on your face like a mask, leave it on for 20 minutes, wash it off with warm water, and you'll see this beautiful glow and moisturized skin looking back at you in the mirror, and it really works.
How often should you do this? You talk in the book about it with the tips that are in the new book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Using Superfood, Spices, Natural Remedies, and Stressless Living to Revitalize Your Body and Life. You talk about you do it like, what, once a week?
Well, this time of year when it's colder and you're going in and out of heat in the house, in your office, in the car, your skin can get very dry, and it needs a little extra attention. So I would say once a week. And then right before that special anniversary dinner or birthday dinner or big family gathering, if you want your skin to look extra beautiful and youthful, this is something to do a few hours earlier.
Being out in the public, especially with a lot of parties, family get-togethers, a smile is important. And you have what you call a very, very white smile. And literally, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I am. Strawberries really work. You could eat lots of strawberries, because it has ingredients in it that help brighten and whiten your teeth. But here's the most effective way. Take some strawberries, you know, three or four, and juice them. If you don't have a juicer, then just take cheesecloth and squeeze them and let some juice come out. And then on clean teeth, paint on some juice. Now, women, you could use a little brush, like an eyeshadow brush that's just dedicated for your teeth. So paint it on your teeth. Keep smiling so your saliva doesn't rinse the juice off for 5 minutes. And then rinse your mouth out with warm water that has a little pinch of baking soda added to it, and you will see that your teeth are whiter.
That sounds a lot better than paying hundreds of dollars to have these applications to try to whiten your teeth.
That's absolutely right.
And it's very simple to do. Have a berry white smile. All of the tips we're giving you today are available at Dr. Susan's website. You can find it very simple, susansmithjones.com. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get there. And all are you can find as well in the new book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, using superfood, spices, natural remedies, and stressless living to revitalize your body and life. That's available, by the way, on Susan's website. You got a 25-page sampler of the book you can peruse before you purchase it. The book, by the way, is really colorful, very well laid out, and very easy to read, and a lot of great information.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been about a year in the writing of it, and we're debuting it on your show today. And if you go to the sidebar, you know, on the right side of my website and scroll down, you'll see the cover of the book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. You click there, and then it takes you to a page that tells you about the book, but there's also a link where you can look at about 25 pages of the book, decide if you want it or not.
A lot of great information.
I think you'll want it because it's a great book to treat yourself. You treat yourself to this book for the Christmas and the holidays, and you definitely want it to begin the new year on January 1st when your motivation will be at the highest level to get healthy. This is a perfect book to have.
This is a great guide to get you all the way through the year healthfully and happily. 11 tips from contemporary holistic health and lifestyle author and speaker Susan Smith-Jones on our program today. We're talking about now tip number 3, bring healthy snacks while out shopping. And all of us go through that. We end up there at the mall out shopping longer than we think that we're going to. We feel like, okay, we'll grab something to eat at some point. And if you plan ahead, you really can take care of that problem and save a few pounds in the process.
That's right, because if your blood pressure gets too low, if you go longer than 3 to 4 hours without eating, you get famished, and you want to basically eat anything in sight. So if you come prepared to roam around with some crunchy health snacks like a few nuts or apples or cut-up raw veggies, then you're less likely to succumb to the call of that food court and those fast food restaurants, and you'll be doing your figure a big favor.
Plan ahead is the key to that. You also talk about a mini massage, and that's great this time of year. It's not going to take that long, and you're going to feel better when you finish. Talk about how we go about doing that.
Yes, yeah, so we all know extra virgin cold-pressed olive oil. It's great on salads. But if you take 1 tablespoon of that oil and add it to 3 to 4 drops of the essential oil of peppermint, and massage it into your feet or have someone massage it into your feet, you will be saying, ah, and after a long day on your feet, it makes your feet feel fantastic.
Again, it's something that's not going to cost a whole lot of money, take a whole lot of time, and will make you feel better. Sleep like a baby is another one of the tips that you have, and that's so difficult to find the time to sleep. And then when you lay in bed, it's like, okay, when do I get the cards out? Do I have everything for the Christmas meal, that type of thing? How do we go about getting a good night's sleep, especially, it's bad enough during the rest of the year, during this time of year?
Yeah, and at another time, we'll do a whole show on sleep, but for now, here's a tip most people don't know. At night, before you go to sleep, you want to avoid nighttime calls on your cell phone because a study at the University of Zurich found that exposing people to the electromagnetic fields from cell phones altered their brain waves during sleep, resulting in sleep disturbances. If you have to use a phone at night, use a landline. Although on the national news just the other day, Rick, it said that we've now switched over and there are more people with cell phones that now that don't even have landlines.
Yeah, that's amazing. I saw that and I still have the landline. I still find cell phone use spotty. I'll have drop calls,
that's
I'll
right.
miss calls, I'll get calls in my voicemail suddenly 3 months later, so I still have that phone there. And at night, stay away from the cell phone. And you're not talking about talking on the cell phone with the electromagnetic field. You're talking about just having the same room as you.
Yes, exactly, both. Most people keep it on their bedside table. They use the alarm on it. They check messages through the night. It really is best to put it in another room when you go to sleep. You don't want to be around all those electromagnetic fields that come off a computer, a cell phone, an iPad, even your TV.
Keep hydrated is the next in the list of 11 survival tips for this time of year. Talk about that because it's something we sort of take for granted.
Isn't that true? Absolutely. See, our bodies are 70% water, Rick. Our cells are 70% water, and so is our beautiful planet Earth. I don't think that's a coincidence. And so often when you think you're hungry, you're just thirsty because our bodies get dehydrated. And not any liquid will do. If you drink lots of sodas and alcohol and caffeinated teas and coffee, that dehydrates your body. But you need about 8 glasses of purified water every day, and more if you exercise a lot, if you take saunas like I do, the infrared sauna, if you're in a dry atmosphere like a cabin of a jet, because your skin is constantly losing moisture to the environment. And just stay hydrated. You'll sleep better. You'll have more energy. You'll burn more fat. It will help keep your weight under control. And you'll just have overall greater well-being if you keep hydrated with good purified water.
You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back with us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about 11 tips to get you through the holidays, other special occasions year-round. This information available at the website, susansmithjones.com, and available in her new book, which is just debuting on this program, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Using Superfood, Spices, Natural Remedies, and Stressless Living to Revitalize Your Body and Life. Rapidly running out of time, I want to go through this list here. Next up is bathe in lavender, and this is what an age-old remedy. This is something been around for a long time.
I mean, we all love the scent of lavender, and we all know bathing is calming, but in one particular study in Britain, a bath that was infused with a few drops of lavender oil significantly reduced the anger, frustration, and negativity of the participants. So always have essential oil of lavender on hand and put a few drops in your bath.
And have a little aloe vera around as well, too. That comes in handy.
Now that, everyone should have it on their kitchen sill. You can cut off a little bit of the thick leaf, slit it open, scoop out the gel. You can use it for any itchy, inflamed skin, bug bites, sunburn, minor cuts or wounds, you know, even hemorrhoids, even sore gums. It is such an important natural remedy, and it's always front and center in my kitchen.
And a whole lot of applications. And I like this one. Treat yourself to chocolate. Now, don't go crazy with that. Explain what you mean by treat yourself to chocolate. And we're not talking about a number of candy bars here.
It's dark chocolate. That's the antioxidant-rich chocolate with a high number, like 60 or higher of the good cacao. And it's a wonderful mood booster. Now, just because a little bit is good, Rick, doesn't mean you eat a pound of it a day. 1 to 2 ounces is fine. And savor. I love the word savor. Let it melt in your mouth. Don't just inhale it. You know, and when you get chocolate, get the best that you can afford. I always keep a little bit in the freezer to pull out when I want a little treat. And it really is good for you, but you still don't want to overdo it.
You advise people to slow down. How do we go about doing that? Just taking even a few minutes and sort of stepping back and putting things back into a proper balance.
That's right. You know, we're always rushing around, and especially during the holidays. And when you slow down a little bit, do some deep breathing, maybe sit down to a cup of tea, and redirect your energies inward, you'll not only train your brain to relax, do some slow, deep breathing, but you'll be less likely to feel bogged down by all of the obligations and duties you have towards everyone during your holiday or other special occasions year-round. You know, just take a little time out during the day to reset. Slowly inhale and exhale. And, you know, maybe once an hour on the hour for 1 to 3 minutes, or maybe I bookend my day with quiet meditation and visualization early in the morning and at some point before I go to bed at night. This will make your days more enjoyable.
That's a tip, as many of these are, that you can use year-round. We're closing with set a positive tone for the day. We've talked about this before, and it's so important. Talk about the first 40 minutes of the day, and that really sets the tone for the rest of the day.
Yes, I know. We have talked about this. And remember, do what you can the night before when you go to bed so you won't be rushed and stressed out the next morning. Maybe you set the breakfast table, get your lunch ready, get the kids' lunch ready, get your clothes laid out. Whatever you can do, because those first 40 minutes truly set the tone for your day, and you want them to be relaxing, peaceful, enjoyable, positive, and uplifting. And, you know, whatever you can do to make that time enjoyable, you do it, because that's the mood you carry with you. I often get up in the morning, walk right into the bathroom, look in the mirror, which makes me laugh right there, and then I sing one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite movies called Oklahoma. Who are the two main characters in it? I'm putting you on the spot, Rick.
Oh, I'm trying. Was it Gordon McRae? Was he in that? Was that the movie he was in? Okay.
And who was his sweetheart in the movie?
Boy, that's not coming back to me.
I'll give you the first name.
Okay.
Shirley.
Shirley Jones?
Yes, excellent, excellent.
I shouldn't have said Jones with a. I shouldn't have said that with a question mark at the end.
Yeah. So the song, "Oh, what a beautiful morning! Oh, what a beautiful day! I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way." That's a great song to sing every morning. Every morning, even if you sing it silently or blast it out, that will get your day started on a very positive and uplifting note.
There you have it, the 11 survival tips for holidays or other special occasions year-round. Many of these can be implemented year-round. Our guest in the program, once again, has been Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Information at our website, very simple, susansmithjones.com. You can link on and go there directly from our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And talking about the new book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, using superfood, spices, natural remedies, and stressless living to revitalize your body and life. That's available at the website, a 25-page sampler that you can take a look at before making a purchase. Information there on the newsletter, all sorts of great information. Allow plenty of time when you go there to visit. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us. Happy holidays, and we'll see you again next month.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.